Hi, welcome to Redeem the Commute. I'm Ryan, your host for these daily challenges. Today's Friday, so it's our day for prayer and reflection. We've been talking this week about outer rest, outer structures for rest. What can actually help us rest in our lives? And we've talked about daily patterns of rest, weekly patterns of rest, and then less frequent ones as well. So we're going to take some time to pray and reflect about that. Prayer may sound scary, but it's not. It's just talking to God in your words out loud or in your thoughts. And so I'll guide you through some ideas, a way to address your prayer to God, a way to say sorry, a way to give thanks, and finally a way to ask for things from God. I'll guide you through that, make suggestions, and you can talk to God in whatever way feels right to you on those topics. I'll invite you to take a little time to prepare yourself, just to talk to God, just to focus your thoughts on Him. Well, we'll start by addressing our prayer to the God of work and rest, the very things we've been exploring through this series. You might want to tell God some of the things you've learned about Him in this series. Well, now we'll take some time for confession. We've made work and rest things they weren't meant to be. We've brought them out of balance in our lives by either worshiping work or avoiding work, by either worshiping rest and leisure or avoiding it completely as well. Confess the particular ways you've discovered you've been doing that through this series. Well, now let's give thanks that God hasn't given up on us. Even though we've made a mess of His creation and His plan for us, He hasn't given up. He came to us in Jesus Christ as the Lord of the Sabbath to give us rest, eternal rest, even though we'd chosen a life of labor and toil and restlessness. So let's give thanks to Him for that. And finally, let's ask God to help us structure our lives, our work and rest around His plan. Ask Him to help us make a plan for what daily rest would look like, for what weekly rest would look like, and what the less frequent kinds of rest through the year and over the years would look like in our lives. Help us to make a plan for that, and then ask Him to help you stick with it and protect it and to give you accountability to others for it. Maybe you could lift up your particular plan that you've written through this series. Ask Him specifically about your plans and ask Him to help you. We pray all these things in Jesus' name, the Lord of the Sabbath. Amen. Well, we hope you found this series helpful. We're going to be starting a new series next week, and I can't wait to share it with you. In the meantime, though, we have a weekend, Saturday, a day for rest, and Sunday, a day for community. And we're about to be having some events in just a few weeks, so make sure you sign up for those events online. We can't wait to see you there. Bye for now.